Well, at the time, I was a graduate student myself studying Shakespeare, so naturally I thought Shakespeare had a lot to offer to any reader, really, but I also wanted to reach out to the prison population. I went into prison thinking that Shakespeare would have a lot to offer to prisoners, and the irony is I came away from that experience with the realization that prisoners have a lot to offer to readers of Shakespeare.
Are the people that you teach hardened criminals? These are not people that are there for traffic violations.
I've been teaching in a variety of different prisons, and I started actually at the Cook County Jail in Chicago, working with more of those kind of first-time offenders. But after 20 or more years in different kinds of prisons, I ended up in Supermax, which is the ultimate hardcore environment, and that is the focus of the book, the 10 years that I spent working with prisoners in solitary confinement.
What is it about Shakespeare that interests the prisoners the most?
I think initially some of the action-packed adventure might grab a new reader. We typically begin with the play Macbeth, and it certainly has a lot of action-packed adventure.
Yeah.
A lot of violence, of course, but that is my explicit purpose, is choosing what I call Shakespeare's criminal tragedies that deal with murder and mayhem. And the prisoners, once they're initially hooked, they just naturally gravitate toward an analysis of the characters and the characters' motivations. And why does a good man like Macbeth ultimately end up committing a murder that he knows is wrong? And this kind of personal approach to the characters is something that is really unique in the way that prisoners approach Shakespeare.
Tell me about your book, Shakespeare Saved My Life, 10 Years in Solitary with the Bard. You'll be leading a discussion on Saturday night at the Kenton County Public Library about your experience.
Well, first of all, the title, Shakespeare Saved My Life, is a direct quotation from one of the prisoners I worked with.
Really?
His name is Larry Newton. He is serving life. He has no possibility of parole, so he'll be in prison for the rest of his life. And the point at which I came along, literally knocking on the cell door and saying, hey, would you like to read some Shakespeare? He was at the point of suicide. His life had been so bleak for so long, but he took on the opportunity to read Shakespeare, and it ultimately ended up giving him a new purpose for his life, and both literally and figuratively, Shakespeare saved his life.
It sounds like you've learned a lot about the inmates through this experience, as though they look inward a little bit once they read the Shakespeare plays.
Absolutely, just as they have gotten to know themselves a little bit better through the analysis of Shakespeare's characters, I think you've hit on a very important observation, too, that I have come to understand these individuals a little bit better. And one of the things I like to say about the book is it will give readers a new way of looking at Shakespeare, but it will also give your readers a new way of looking at prison and prisoners, even those who are the so-called worst of the worst. Even these very isolated voices, I think, still have something important to say.
You can find out how to get more information about Dr. Laura Bates' book and the presentation at the Kenton County Public Library on our website at wnku.org under local news. Dr. Bates, thank you.
Hey, thank you, Mitch.